Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Does anyone actually know what's going on here?
I literally have no idea.
Help.
We're 20 whatever.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello. And welcome back to 20 whatever. We are ringing in the new year. Pop that champagne, crack the White Claw, or sadly drink a juice box if you are me.
Not sadly.
I was going to say, because those things hit, girl.
They do.
They do hit. But like, don't pretend you're like, oh, I'm jealous of your juice box. Like, they're in the fridge.
Okay. You're right.
You could have picked one.
You're right.
You're right.
And I didn't.
And I am thinking.
And I wouldn't.
Right.
If I wasn't pregnant.
Right. Okay.
And I'm thinking, what would be so good is if you put like a shot in a Capri Sun.
Yeah. Would you like defeats the full purpose of drinking a juice box to begin with?
Yeah. Yeah, but they taste so good and I haven't had one in so long.
Have you seen the like adult juice boxes? It's like that same shape, but there's like liquor in it.
Yeah. No? What brand? Or like who's selling them?
I've seen them on TikTok and like Etsy and stuff. You can just like buy the pouches and then fill them up and like stick a straw in it.
Cute. I'm sold. Right. Don't need it. We'll buy
but you
it.
Know what's giving? Like a pool day, like a beach day.
Yeah.
So you're not just like drinking out in the open because, you know.
But right.
Like, but you're you are.
It's a juice box. What are you looking at
right.
me for?
Right.
Which, by the way, like it's illegal completely to drink on the beaches here in California, right? In Mexico, they even like were accustomed to like they even like bring the alcohol, like they sell it there.
Right,
so like
right,
when my
right.
mom first came here and she went to the beach with my dad for the first time, she showed up to the beach and didn't bring food, drinks, or anything like that.
Oh,
and
she was like, she just, like
where's all the stuff? And my dad was like, what do you mean? And she's like the little puestos where you can buy the ice cream and like
right.
stuff. I don't know, like food. And she
right.
was like, oh no, like here, like you
like bring it.
You bring your food, you pack the stuff. And she was like, oh. Okay, interesting.
Right.
Didn't know.
That sucks.
Yeah, she's right. like, and wait, and he's like, yeah, because you can't also drink alcohol. So like, since then, I've always like, if I do have a beer or something like that,
right.
I'm always like trying to hide it at the
yeah,
beach
I'm trying to be
and
chill,
be chill.
Yeah.
But I'm like, is that necessary? Like, am I really trying? Do I have to hide like a small like Bud Light from like
I don't
the,
know.
The
I feel
the
like no.
guy coming back? Like, are you really going to kick me out? Or like,
I don't know.
If I'm chill, you know, it's
right.
The
I know.
Law says if you're chill does not apply. Everyone
officer,
knows
this.
Officer, please, can't you see I'm
Look
chill?
Look how chill I'm being.
Officer, I'm chill.
Relax.
And you know what? Let's not bring glass
okay,
to the beach.
Yes.
Like that is
or
so.
Or just near any water.
And accidents
yeah,
happen.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
I understand. You're like, oh, no. Accidents happen.
Right.
And let's not bring glass where people are barefoot and stuff like that.
Right.
So.
We were staying at an Airbnb a couple years ago and it was up in Big Bear. And we went in the jacuzzi. There was like a communal jacuzzi mm-hmm. for like the building that we were staying in. And there was a piece of glass at the bottom of it. Someone had been drinking a beer and broke it. We didn't see it.
In the jacuzzi?
In the jacuzzi.
Yikes.
My dad sliced his foot and got like a bone infection. And it was like bad. It was like he was fine there. It was just like, oh, I cut my foot. I'm
right.
Oh my gosh.
On. And then it got like worse and worse.
Yikes.
And yeah. I'm
that's
like,
terrible.
Glass at the that's the danger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Not the liquor.
Yeah.
Right. The glass.
Yeah.
That's
and
bad.
You young 20 whatever's, listen, I understand we want to party, live,
right.
laugh, breathe air, but just like the glass, don't. We didn't come here for tips on
tips on sneaking your liquor into places that you can't have.
My
it.
New Year's resolution is to sneak in more liquor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, are excited to be here today for our last episode of the year. We're going to talk a little bit about just the New Year's things, moving into the new year, maybe some resolutions, some things that we learned, advice for going into the new year. So I'm super excited to talk about all of that with you ladies. Ring in the new year.
Yes.
P, do you want to read us?
Yes. Yes. Before we hop in, let me read the message from the group chat today, ladies. They say, hey, girlies, I recently saw a post on Reddit with the title, "What's the advice you desperately needed at 25 but had to learn the hard way?" Wondering what your perspectives were on this, hoping your advice could help other youngins out there, since you guys always have very insightful thoughts and opinions. Oh, thank you for that.
Mm. Well, I think also this question goes great with the episode.
Yeah.
Kind of advice giving. I feel like once you hit 25, right, seemingly, right, maybe you graduated college and you're definitely into your adulthood, into your 20s. I feel like there's a lot of pressure to know what you're supposed to be doing in life from everybody, people around yourself. You know, you have that expectation to know what you want to be doing as a career, if you want to be a parent and all that stuff. But I feel like my advice would be to literally just ride the wave. Things change so aggressively and so often in your 20s. I mean, in life in general, but I feel like your 20s, it's every other day there's something going on. There's something different. And you're like, oh my God, now it's like this and now it's this. And so I feel like if you're set on things in your life, how it's supposed to be or what you want, I feel like disappointment will always kind of find you. Mm-hmm. But I feel like if you're just kind of down for the ride, mm-hmm. I feel like you'll be pleasantly surprised and less anxious about your life not going the way it's supposed to go.
And that keyword, supposed to go, because mm-hmm. you are setting up these expectations that you think, oh, I should have been here. Oh, right. My life should be like this. I should have been X far in my life. I thought mm-hmm. by this point I would be. And right. I get that, because when you're younger, you're like, oh, when I get to 25, for some reason, we're fed
society,
the idea.
Uh-huh, right? Society. You graduate college, so what do you want to do with life now?
Yeah. And by 25, you're like, you get to 25 and you're like, holy shit, this actually looks nothing like what I had planned. Mm-hmm. But a lot of the time it worked out better, and it's not how you planned. But like you said, it just changes so much. And it's honestly the way you react to things and how you mm-hmm. look at it. Because just because you're at 25 doesn't mean it's the end. One of the things I actually have written down, that your life does not end at 25. And that was something that I held on to so tightly. I just thought that once I got there, I would have all the answers. And mm-hmm. obviously that's not the case. And we'll get more into it later in the chat. But just like you said, just ride the waves and have a good mindset about it. And just know that
life's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Life be life.
And I think it's so easy to immediately assume that if your life was going the way it's supposed to, right? Mm-hmm. If this was different, if that was different, that you would be happier or you would be more fulfilled. And I think it's so important for us all to kind of reality check ourselves and be like, going on another path doesn't guarantee happiness. Mm-hmm. You may be less happy. You may be more happy, but it doesn't guarantee that things would be different. And it's so easy, the grass is always greener, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
I would be more fulfilled. I would be more happy if I had just done this differently or that differently, or if my life was going this way. But that's not always the case.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I also feel even if, let's just say, oh, once I get X amount of money, I'll be happier. Okay, let's say you get that. All you're going to do is be like, okay, right, and I have that. But once I get this other thing, then I can be happy. It's just, it's a cycle that is never ending if that's how you treat life. Mm-hmm. There is always going to be something that if you just did this, then you'll be happy.
Yeah.
That doesn't ever end.
Right. There's a book that I read that some parts of it I think were, really good and applied well. Some parts of it not so much, but it's super popular. It's called The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And one of the things in that book that really resonated with me was, you have to decide how you measure success and happiness. Mm-hmm. And one person's measure of success and happiness won't be the same for someone else. Mm-hmm. And it's so important to figure out what you believe is success, what you believe is happiness, what's going to fulfill you, so that you're not chasing after things that will never do that for you.
Right.
And spend this time, rather than being like, oh, I should have been there, be like, I'm here now. Where do I want to go?
Right.
What do I want?
Right.
Because I personally feel like I got so caught up and was like, oh my gosh, I wasted all this time. I should have been doing this. I should have been doing. Well, you didn't. We're here. And why are we here? Well, looks right. like the future is going to be different. And I have the day today right now in this moment to make a change. And so take the time right now just to evaluate what you want moving forward. Because sometimes you think about it and you're like, oh, shit, I actually didn't realize that. I don't actually even want that. So why am I right. like, oh, my yes. gosh, why am I not married? And then you're like, girl.
Do I want to be married?
Do you even want exactly. to be? You don't exactly. have to be. So take this time and think, what do I want?
I also think that, like, if you kind of like what you were saying, like, if you can figure out what your measure of success is, that also helps you not play like the comparison game.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because that's real. I feel like, yes, in high school, but I didn't realize how aggressive the comparison game was until I got to my 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Because, right, societally, everybody's getting married, buying a house, having kids, getting dogs, and all this other shit, and excelling in their careers and everything. Everybody,
quote
right?
Unquote,
no,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
what?
That's what
know.
The brain feeds you.
You're right,
like,
and that's
everyone's
what society is saying
everyone's
and all
doing
of that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, like, if you're not married with kids, your dogs and houses and everything, you're like, oh, wow, I'm so far behind. I feel like I didn't even da-da-da-da. But, like, if you are measuring your success, like, in my 20s, I just want to be, like, I want to be my healthiest. That's successful. I want to make sure that I'm fostering my relationships. That could be a measure of success, mm-hmm. and that has nothing to do with anybody else.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
And I think also with that, you also find people who have their own measure of success that can, like, live life with you.
Like parallel.
Yes. Almost.
Yeah, where you're not competing. Mm-hmm. You probably don't have the same goals.
Right.
But let's go together.
Mm-hmm. It's just, you get so stuck. And I feel like, especially for women in their 20s, it is like, it feels like a race against time.
I know.
And it sucks. Like, it's so sad. We're so young, but we're all out here like, let me get the anti-aging, let me get the Botox. And, like, none of that stuff is bad. Like, live your life, because the way I'm probably going to get Botox and it's going to be fine. But, like, I feel like we get just, like, preyed on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Through the media and everything like that. And this is, like, I guess not the topic at hand, but I feel like it kind of feeds into this. It feels like a race against time to achieve everything, because by the time we're 30, the life's over. We're done.
And how terrible and disgusting is that?
Yeah.
Because that it's your value is measured by your youth and your beauty. Mm. And so preserve that as long as you can, but also you have to do all of these things while you're still that, because after that, you know, time's up.
Right. You're old and washed up.
And it's like old and washed up. Like, you know?
Right.
Like where?
Right.
Why? Like, I think people, women, everyone can live such fulfilling lives literally till they die.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But there is this pressure on women especially. And I think it really builds in your 20s, because you're starting to realize, oh my God, like, I don't have forever.
Yeah. Right.
How long is society going to view me as valuable?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
Ugh.
Sick. It is.
And it's a thought that crosses through all of our minds.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
that
all
is
the time.
So why are we all feeling this way, that we're like rushing, and then you get there and you're like, oh shit, you know?
Yeah.
And that
well,
is
you spend all your time like trying to like fight it.
That is like my first number one thing written down of the things that I learned, like I finally absorbed this year, was literally, you have time, in all caps. Mm. You have time. And I don't know why I up until this point was like, quick, girl. Society being like, girl, you're right. getting older. You have to do things, and mm-hmm. you have to also, like you said, also, but while you're also trying to stay youthful, you also have to do et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
And I wrote, OMG, you have time.
Right.
Yeah.
We are so busy looking at all the time we lost, and it's too late. If you are alive and breathing, babes, you have time. I don't know what 20 whatever needs to hear this. Like, I literally was like, that is like my biggest thing I want you guys to hear. Oh my gosh. But right. why, like, and I want to say it again, because you have time. Like,
yeah.
that is such a thing that we are told.
And there are a lot of things that we work towards that take so much time.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it can feel like you're not making strides and you're not reaching success, because mm-hmm. you're grinding away at this thing
mm-hmm.
day after day, week after week, year after year. And I think we put too much stock in like getting to the top of the mountain.
Right.
Right. Checking the box, doing the thing,
mm-hmm.
and not like just
like the journey.
Yeah. And the amount of time that it takes to sow those seeds. It's not just when like the flower blooms. That doesn't happen just overnight and you're like, hooray, it bloomed. Check the box.
Right.
But you had to plant the seed, and then you had to water the ground, and then you had to come day mm-hmm. after day and prune those leaves and let it grow and get to that point.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of the times we don't allow ourselves to feel like we're making real progress until we see whatever that light bulb is at the end.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That's so true.
Yeah.
Also, like, think about anything that you've accomplished, even if it like a goal or anything. Like, yes, you remember like getting the thing, but all of your memories are about how you got to the thing.
Dude, right. Yes. Like, I feel that so deeply, especially with musical theater and the show.
Yes.
Because it is such a situation that the show closes and I always regret being like, oh my gosh, girl, you weren't like present enough and you missed it. And I wish I could go back all the time where I'm like, girl, can't you remember? And I was like, no, I was so busy trying to like get the show ready and like tech week and all that shit that I didn't have a moment to stop and look around and be like, holy shit, this is the best time of your life. Like, what the heck?
Yeah.
And that happens with life where you're like, dang it, I was so busy trying to open this, launch that, present, do this presentation, do that. And you're like, the fun part was like getting there and building it and taking care of it, fostering it, loving it, and all that stuff in between. So it's so corny because like I just feel like the older I get, I sound like so corny. I'm like, life is the journey and not like
But it's true.
It is the climb. Miley Cyrus said it well.
Yeah, yeah. Because I feel like there's also this like really weird feeling once we get towards the end of the year into the next year where like everybody's like, I'm gonna, last year, boo, doesn't count. It's fine. I'm gonna be the best version of me this coming up year, which is absolutely fantastic. Absolutely do that. But like, I feel like just because you didn't maybe check off all your goals or do all your resolutions from the year before doesn't mean that the whole year was trash.
Right.
You know,
right.
Like you still did things and you still lived your life. That's a whole year of life that you lived. And I'm sure you have great memories, fond memories, and et cetera, et cetera. But it's like, New Year's doesn't have to have, I think I said this in an episode before, but like New Year's doesn't have to have so much weight as it does. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's a lot of like expectations for people to like better themselves, but I don't feel, you don't have to always be bettering yourself.
Yeah.
You can just like,
and maybe it is that there's okay. that there's also just so much push and money in the growth, like, right? If you like, hello, like the commercials are like, let's push this. Right. It's the new year. You want to have a new style. You want to have a new this.
Right.
And that just is such an easy selling point that I feel like they capitalize on it. And so we naturally, by default, every time we open our phone, see something that says, you are right. I can't start this new year with like dry skin.
Right. Right.
Oh my God, you're right. Silly. But they make a case.
Right. Right. And that also, like, I mean, they feed heavy into like the weight loss, you know, they're like, okay, it's the new year. You're going to get back on your shit and go to the gym every single day and night. And
we're having
yourself.
This free something. So do this now. Yep. Join now before the new
year.
You
have XYZ months before, what's it called?
Before summer. Bikini season.
Before bikini season. Yeah.
Jaden and I had a funny idea with that. To start doing whatever goals you want to do November, like going into November, so that by the time you hit all the like marketed stuff, you kind of know what is or isn't going to work for you. Like my first one is being like, especially with daylight savings, like I need more sleep. I'm not doing well when I don't sleep. That's the only thing I'm going to like try over the next month, and then I might choose another one in December. But it's like by the time I hit January, I might just want to add like one more thing. Or revisit what didn't work the last 2 months. But it feels like a lot less pressure. And I'm mad I didn't think of it before.
Yeah. Right. No, you're so right.
And I love that idea of monthly. And I had a sort of thought about that too, where I was like, how about if I don't like the whole year? Because that just feels like so open-ended. It just feels like, all right, in the future, in the next. If I'm like, okay, girl, we know that's like health. Okay, something basic. Call the dentist doctor's appointment and just make that be for January. Like if January ends, we see, call the dentist.
Right.
And I can like check that off and be like, we are taking a step to the health.
Right.
And it is, because damn, it is so hard to make an appointment,
right,
you guys. So I understand. And it feels so overwhelming to even make the appointment. So like breaking it down into smaller pieces per month, by December, I will have a checkup.
Right. We'll check in next December.
I'll have a physical for sure.
I think that is so important to think about New Year's resolutions as they don't have to be some massive change in your life, but maybe just little improvements that you've been putting off. Mm-hmm. And maybe New Year's is a good time to conquer that so you can start the year with a clean slate.
Right.
And it doesn't have to be changing your whole life or your house or your body or your style.
Right.
It can be, hey, I'm gonna do this thing I've been putting off. I'm gonna call the dentist. I'm gonna handle this clutter drawer that really will only take me an hour, but it bothers me every day when I open it.
Right.
But I think the problem with that is it doesn't, in the terms of like society and especially like marketing, wanting you to feel like you have to make these massive changes, mm-hmm. that makes you feel like you're not doing enough.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. Well, yeah. This person's New Year's resolution is to, you know, do 5 bajillion crazy things, and yours is to declutter your kitchen.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
Really? Yeah. That's all you can do? And yeah. I feel that pressure a lot of yeah. like, oh my God, I'm like, this is embarrassing. That's all I can handle.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, that's all I can do, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I feel like it's so important to just kind of check in with yourself and be like, this is so much more attainable. This is better than nothing. And my life will be so much better if I do call the dentist, if I do declutter that thing, if I do, right. you know, whatever the thing is that you've, things are that you've been putting off, not necessarily because that actually taking that action will make your life better, but because you won't be, it won't be looming over your head.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Because you right. won't be like, oh man, I really still need to call the dentist and I haven't done it. Then you're like, oh yeah, I did it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yep.
That's the thing that kills me. Is like me not doing anything and then just thinking about how I haven't done it and thinking about how I need to do it. Like that's the stress.
And that's so much weight. And that takes so much out of you thinking about it and like, I need to do that. Oh my gosh.
No, it literally kills me. It literally kills me. I'm like having a good time, like laughing. And then I remember and then I'm like, my day's ruined.
Yeah.
Because I remember that I had to do that thing that I don't want to do.
Right, right.
And what is that? And then I still don't do it.
But then it still makes you feel worse.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right, right.
Bad.
It's so tough.
It's hard.
It is hard. So tough. And it's like that beating yourself up is mm-hmm. so tough because I personally have found like talking to myself and like beating myself up never works for me. Like I am such a positive reinforcement. And I've told like even my boyfriend, I'm like, I'm gonna be so real with you. If you want me to do something, like if you were like, oh my gosh, like would you be just the sweetest and take out the trash? I'd be like, absolutely. But if you're like, hey, can you like take out the trash? Like there's just like a different demeanor about it. Like obviously it's like to still say the same thing, but like, I don't know why. When I'm approached nicer, I'm just like so much more willing to do things.
Right.
So let me talk to myself like that.
Right.
I'm like, hey, girl, we got to do this. Like, let's. And when you check it off, you know the serotonin that's going to hit from checking that box off. So, like, let's just do it. And I'm like, okay, girl, you're right. You're right. And I'm going to give myself a treat after.
Right.
And rather than being like, I can't believe you are you're useless.
You didn't
and
do
it's just
it.
Like this, like self talk. And also, a huge thing. Notice what self-talk you're giving yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't realize it until you stop and be like, hey, don't talk to yourself that way.
Right. You wouldn't talk to other people like
that. You wouldn't talk to other people that way. So that's also another big thing.
Yeah. Shame is not an effective motivator.
No.
Like,
it's like literally been scientifically
proven. In a researched
way.
Yeah. Right.
Don't shame yourself. Love yourself. That sounds so lame. Again, I'm done.
I'm just aiming for neutral.
Yeah.
And I think that's important too, right? There is this very much pressure of like be the best version of yourself. You have to love yourself. You have to love your life. And it's like maybe sometimes it's good to just start with being okay with it.
Yeah.
I don't hate my body. I'm okay with where my life is.
Such a such
like,
a good place
I'm
to
just,
be.
I'm here.
Yeah.
My peace.
Peace. That's peace.
So I guess on that note, do you guys have any New Year's resolutions, attainable things? That we're maybe not just, oh, I'm going to start working towards this. Even things that you've been working on, you want to continue into the new year.
Yeah, I do. And they're all like, and they're not, it's not even all. I don't even know why I said all. There's two. And I think like one of them I wrote, I was just like, I just want to bring the focus back to myself. Mm. And I think I've just been like, especially this past year, like getting into a relationship after not being in a relationship for so long, I like really just put all of like my all of my stuff just like on the back burner. And like while it's great and I've taken this whole year to just like be so in love and whatever, I need to like put myself back up on top and focus on like what I want and like what I need to do to like further my like even like just like my career, I want my health to be better, my mental and physical health. I just want to be like, I want to be more self-disciplined. And I think it's really easy to not be so disciplined. I'm already not that disciplined as a person, but I think it's gotten worse since being in a relationship because I'm like, oh, I'll do the thing and just like with my man, you know, like it's so easy to like get caught up in that. And whatever, I let myself do it and it's fine. But like, I'm now at the point where I'm like, all right, this is my golden year. Next year's my golden year. I turn 28 on the 28th. Mm. And I'm like, okay, maybe this is the year of her. I'm just gonna like, but I can't be that or do that if I don't put myself on top and put myself first. Mm-hmm. And so like, I really want to focus on all of the aspects of my life, nurturing all of my relationships, right? Like, it's not like I'm gonna abandon my boyfriend, but like, I need to be like focused.
Yeah.
Like, and I want to like excel. And even if that, I'm, maybe it's not even like huge grand things, but it's like, oh, I finally called the doctor, finally got a handle on this thing, finally got XYZ done that I've always wanted to do and figure out and I haven't done it, but I finally did it. Just things that like will improve my life that aren't like, you know, just like, what is the word, that things that I can improve my life that aren't based off of like, oh, I like want to like look like this, or I want to like, you know, like have this amount of money, like those things aside, I just want to feel like fulfilled. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I've felt very fulfilled for a while.
Mm. Yeah.
So that's my resolution, is to just like put me first and try to feel fulfilled.
Yeah. And only one of the things that I feel like I've learned recently is like, only you know what's best for you as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like, ultimately, obviously, even our like parents, our friends that know us the best and want the best for us can be like, oh, well, maybe this or that, or, and we can give you as much advice, but everything we say or anything like that is like from our experience, from mm-hmm, our view, mm-hmm. what we've lived through. So if I'm like, oh, I don't know if you can do that, girl, I'm just saying that because if I've experienced that, right? So it's right. Like, you have to just remember, listen to your loved ones, obviously very important, but at the end of the day, only you know what's best for you, and like all the answers, I feel like, are within you. Mm-hmm. So if yeah. you are just super like, I know that I want to be super focused in me and I know what I need, if you like just like lead with that, mm-hmm. you're going to be so solid. Truly. And
I also think that like people say you can't love someone without loving yourself. I personally don't agree with that. But I do think that when you are nurturing yourself, then that will automatically nurture your relationships.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And yeah. if you're not nurturing yourself, you may think you're nurturing your other relationships, but you're really just putting off nurturing yourself. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, because the energy has to go somewhere. Exactly. So you're like, oh my gosh, no, I'm super good. You're like, right, but you're putting that effort into this relationship, which is somebody right. else. And of course, you
right,
are a
and
part
like
of
love it.
It,
and it's fine. But yeah. like, I think there's just something also so empowering about being like, I feel so good, and like, I want to feel so good and feel so good around these people that I love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm.
And like, maybe they'll feel good. And we can feel good. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, if you don't feel good, like, yeah, probably going to your partner or your friend or whatever will make you feel good in the moment. But then you have to leave.
Mm-hmm. And then you're, at the end of the day, you're just left with yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you have to be happy and fulfilled and comfortable with yourself to then go out and have those fulfilling relationships. And I'm so excited for you in this next year mm-hmm. because I think – starting the year with that intention, I just think is such a wonderful thing to do. And I hope you can also like give yourself grace about maybe feeling like you didn't do that as much this year, because when you start in a new relationship, it a lot of the times is kind of like everything else stops.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know? Yeah. Oh my yeah. gosh. Yeah. But hard eyes. I can't yeah. even see. Right. Like, I'm like, I speak only for myself, but my God, I'm like, who? Right. Yeah. Like, because it's your first year and you're just like, it's so much love and so much emotion and you're like, finally with this person or whatever. Right. And it's just like, it's easy to get distracted. It's so easy. Right. You yeah. know?
And then all of a sudden, all your weekends are gone. You look back at the last month and you're like, oh, where was the time for me?
Right. And yeah. it's a hard transition to go from, okay, I'm still with this person. I love this person. I want to continue to grow in this relationship. But it's not this new thing that I need to be like the top priority in my life anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I can grow as a person. I can spend time nurturing other aspects of my life and still have this great relationship.
Yeah.
And I think that mental switch for both parties in the relationship is really impactful for making like a long-term bond.
Yeah.
And growing together as a couple so that you can grow individually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that, because I think what happens a lot of the time, right, and that I'm sure we've all seen with friends, is they get to that point where they've been together long enough that it's not new. And so either they just kind of fall into themselves, and that's mm-hmm. when other relationships start to get cut off,
right,
and they maybe end up isolating a little bit more, or they are able to grow together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think you switching that mindset is going to be so powerful for you, and I'm so excited for you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I feel like there's just more like hope. I've also like, I've been in relationships where like I did not have that switch at all, and everything became about them and like our relationship. And then when it came tumbling down, I was like, I don't even know what to do now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I have nothing, and who am I? And then I had to go and do all that whole thing again. And like, I do have, I had a fear of that because I recognized it after the relationship ended. I was like, wow, girl, what the fuck? So getting into this relationship, I was like, won't be doing that. Won't be doing that. And I, because of that, I was a little like yes, but over there. Because I was like, because I was doing the opposite. I was like, I don't want to get too into this because then I won't know. But yeah. I was, but that didn't work because I was like, but you're not even balance, girl, the balance. So now I'm here, like, thank God, God, blessings. Because it's shitty when you like don't know until you know, and you're like, wow, that sucks. Wish I could have done different. So I feel like now that I'm here, I'm like, I just want to be so fulfilled and just like content. I don't even need to be happy. Like, I would love to be happy, but like, I just want to be content.
That's a mic drop, dude.
Yeah.
And I truly can't wait to see. Can't wait to see this next year for all of us. Like, this is
gonna be exciting.
And I know that it's like, oh, and I catch myself in the same space where I'm like, oh, but let's get excited because all this is happening, but also
it's happening now.
It's happening now. Yeah.
That's like January 1st doesn't come and then all of a sudden everything's like different. Like, it's already like whatever's happening or gonna happen is happening right now.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's great still to ride that wave of motivation. Mm-hmm. Right. But I think the problem is when everything is wrapped up in that, then when the wave falls off, then you fall off.
Well, right. That's, I mean, I feel like that is, like you said, the motivation. It's like you have to get from motivation to discipline. Like, that is mm-hmm. unfortunate, because if not, motivation will leave always. So if you don't have discipline, the days that you're not feeling motivated, you will not be motivated. And you're like, shit. So I guess the trick, and I will be working on it this year, how to stay motivated when not actually feeling motivated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm.
And they say it takes like 20-something days to build a habit.
Yes.
So use that beginning time of the year, if you have that extra motivation, that extra push, to build those habits so that when that wave starts to fall off, that's already a normal part of your routine.
Yep. Yeah.
Mm, I love that.
The consistency for me is really hard. Mm-hmm. I think with like anything, like that's the thing. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm doing it, and I do it a lot. I do it like super aggressively for like a week, and then I'm like, one day I'll wake up and not feel it, and then I'm like, well, and then I never do it again. Then it just falls off, and I'm like, I just need to like be like, I don't want to do it. Just do it. If you do it, then it's done. Mm-hmm. If you just do it, it'll be done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I actually, with the things that I don't want to do, I'm like, okay, let's just remember, don't think about it twice. You're going to do it. So just like, don't think about the leading up until, like, mm-hmm. for example, for a long time when I was like trying to get back into like moving my body often, I was like, all right, got to go to Pilates class. And like, I would try to figure out how I could like get out of it or cancel it.
Mood.
And, but I had already been like, girl, you already paid for it. And like, they will charge you if you don't go. So like, that kind of was like, well, I'm going because I already paid for the class. But also being like, Paloma, the class is in 3 days. Why are you already dreading it? It's in 3 days. And I'm already like, no. So I would catch myself and be like, stop, don't think about it. And I literally changed my mind in that moment. So then by the time that day showed up, I was already like getting ready and going because I had not dreaded and rejected and like pushed
and
it away.
Spend so much time thinking about how you didn't want to do it.
Girl, I spend more energy than the workout. Like, I swear to God.
Right, the workout's like an hour and you spent the last 72 hours like dreading it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Don't do it twice. Also, if you don't want to do it once, girl, just enjoy it. Just live through it that once. Don't put yourself through it more than one time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So with all this change that we're thinking of doing and like what stuff like that, I got to thinking and was like, you know what? Let's also take this moment as a reminder, as we are all changing, that people change. And I know that we like forget that, but I always catch myself like sometimes being like, oh, they this. And I'm like, you haven't seen them in like 3 years or something like that. People change. You change, Paloma. You change so often. Mm-hmm. How can people, like, how can you assume they're still the same if you're still not the same? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so just like giving yourself grace and other people grace and just knowing like people change and they are, you know, just so different. And like, and I understand like wanting to hold on to this like vision that you have of someone.
Right.
Because if they change, oh, whoa, it makes you feel a little weird because then you're not like the same person in my life, I guess, or like character, like, oh no, she's this. So and as humans. And so, sorry, I'm getting really deep, but I was just like really thinking about it and just like, girl, every so often you're changing and so is everyone. So like just give yourself grace and everyone else grace and just assume you know nothing about nothing and just
I also feel like it, if you understand that people change, that takes away a lot of your disappointment in people.
Yep.
I feel like I see it a lot on the internet. You've changed. You're not like this.
You're like,
girl,
like
I was 19. I am 30. Yeah, I'm not the same. And if you don't like that, I don't know what to tell you. Like, it's so wild to me.
You never were like that.
Right.
I am a human being who changes so much.
Let me ask you what you were like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
That's so hard for me because it is this thing of I feel like a lot of people on the internet just want to view you as the way that you were whenever they found you.
Right.
Right? And it's like we are constantly changing and evolving. And whether it's like a belief or an opinion or a, like part of your personality, like we don't expect our friends to be the same person that they were when they were 19.
Right.
But on the internet, there is kind of this feeling that unless you had some like big announcement about something that you must be the exact same person.
Right.
And it's so strange because it feels like, and it feels like it's almost this inability to imagine people as people.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. You're not a person who changes and ebbs and flows. You're this figure and this character that I imagine from when I first found you.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think it's honestly sticking right now with the, for so minor example, where it's like Rachel Zegler. Obviously, she had a tough time with the Snow White press, and everyone is holding on to it. I have seen some videos where, like, she's in Hunger Games singing, like, live, and it's, like, the most gorgeous thing. And people are like, yeah, but she, like, is super ungrateful or whatever. And I'm like, okay, yes, that happened a couple of months ago. I am sure she's been talked to and has thought about stuff and has changed.
Right.
I don't – and I have seen her, and she feels like – is not that kind of person. So like these people are just so quick to cling onto this idea. They're like, no, Rachel Zegler is bad because she this. You guys don't think she, this young girl has thought about what's happened, has changed, has wanted to be better and has been like, maybe I should not have like, as we grow and as we like make mistakes, that often happens like in our lives where we're like, shit, I should not have said that. I'll never do that again.
Yeah.
Right.
But you know that 10, 15, even 20 years from now, people are going to think of her or see something of her when they maybe haven't seen her in a while and be like, isn't that girl who was such a bitch about Snow White?
Yeah.
Right.
And it's like, oh my gosh. Like,
maybe, but also
you're like,
is she any different than like, is she any different than any of like Jacob Elordi right now? Being like, they gave me a role to play in Elvis and I did it.
He's like, the only thing I knew about Elvis was Stitch. And everyone is like, oh my God, an icon.
But they're also like eating Austin Butler up. Eating him up. And I'm like, why are we... Also, who cares about any of this stuff? Like, that's also... I'm hearing about something. I'm like, who literally cares? Like, who cares? But people change. You change. Your exes change. That doesn't mean you should get back together with them. But, but they change too. And everybody on the internet changed. And everybody changes because that's how life works. So it's better for you to understand that. So one, your expectations of people, like, in general... help that. But I think that, like, especially as we get older in your friendships too, I think we see that a lot in a more personal way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, back in high school, like, we weren't like, and you're like, say that first part again.
Right.
Back in high school. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was a long time ago now.
Yeah.
Your friends are different. They should be. And you should be.
That does give me a question I want to ask you guys. What are you think the biggest ways that you've changed since this time last year?
I think quickly off the bat is like the ability to say no. And I know that is a silly little thing, but for me, I didn't even believe that I had the option to say no. I just like was like, let's not mess up the vibe. So just like, don't say no. You'll just go with it. But now I'm like, when you're like strong in what you want and what you believe in, like, it feels good. And starting off in my small little no's and like, no, I'll think about it, or no, like, starting off small honestly gave me so much courage, because it is so tough to like say no to anything, or just like, I can't even think of it. There's so many things you could say no to.
Right.
Yeah. Or, but like just being fiercely like strong in what I want. And like, I'm like, I like know what I want now. And so I'm not going to like bend for things that I don't believe in or want.
Right.
Things like that. So I think that.
So that's a good one. And I feel like I can see the
I see that change in you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah.
It's working.
It is. It is. It is. And you're probably feeling better about yourself and just like happier.
I do.
Because you're not like just doing things you don't want to do.
Yeah. I do. Yeah. I really, really do. And just the knowledge of like, it's okay to, if you feel like that might disappoint someone, like adults are capable of handling their emotions and you can disappoint
adults. Right, and
adults.
It's not your responsibility.
It's not my responsibility. Didn't know that, but now we do. And the only responsibility I have is myself and the way I react to things and all that stuff. So,
I think I was just also a little bit too down, and not because I couldn't say no, because I will say no to anything, but I think I just wanted to be so, like, not cause an issue that I was just like, yeah, whatever. It's fine. And everybody thinks I'm, like, down, so let's just keep that up.
Right.
But I'm down. Yeah, whatever.
Right, I don't care. She's a cool girl.
She's a cool girl. Yeah, no. She's chill.
Yeah,
she's chill. And, yes, but maybe I'm a chill girl that has a bit of an issue right now, but, like, I don't want you to think that I have an issue. Or like, I don't want you to think that I'm needy, or I don't want you to think that I'm like,
and speaking up for yourself.
Right.
So let me just handle that myself without telling them, without cueing them in.
Yes.
And then I'll go back and so that I don't cause any problems.
Yes. That, cause like to like make it an issue and do a whole thing. Like, I don't want to be perceived as not like chill and fine because, and I think I saw this a lot in my previous relationship where like I would say something and then it was like, you're so needy and you're so this. So then fast forward to last year to this relationship, I was like, I'll just never say anything and it's fine and I'll just handle it and it's okay. Obviously that's delusional, doesn't work, can't work, right?
Yeah.
You got to talk. And like, I was just so worried that I was going to be met with, you're just like, you're just so needy, like I don't want to hear that, so I just like never want to act needy or like never want to act like I have an issue. But I would say probably like around April last year, I was like, literally, fuck that. I have a problem. And if you have a problem with me having a problem, then we got a problem.
Yeah.
But at least I said what I needed to say and we can hash it out right here, right now, if it is. And it's been fine because there's mutual respect in every party that I've been like, hey, I do have an issue with this, actually. Can we just talk about it and can we just do this thing?
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah. And the more you do that, the more comfortable you get with it.
Right.
Yeah. And the less it goes, oh my God, I shouldn't have said that. I can't believe I did that.
And have like the most anxiety when I do actually have to do it in that moment, because that would...
It becomes normal for you.
Yes.
It's like you have to practice with your body how to handle those feelings.
Yeah, that's probably the biggest change in the last year. What about you?
I think... And I'm not someone who likes to talk a ton about my religious beliefs online, but I think a huge part of my 20s has been kind of like analyzing my religious beliefs and going through a deconstruction. And the past year, I think I've become a lot less angry about it. I think I held a lot of anger about a lot of things in the church and a lot of like the way I was raised and just kind of all things in that realm, and I was really angry about it. And I feel like now I've gotten to a point where like I'm very firm in my religious beliefs, and I have like a lot of forgiveness and grace for people who haven't gone through that journey yet or at all, you know. And I think I just feel a lot less angry about a lot of things in that realm, which has been very freeing. And I think even outside of religious aspects, I feel like I'm just a lot less angry about a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And that, like, I think I used to hold a lot of anger and resentment about things. And I think there's an element of that that's just me. I'm, like, a very fiery person. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to lose that. But I think in being like, well, that's just me. I'm passionate. I'm fiery. I was holding a lot of anger mm-hmm. and a lot of resentment. And I think I've let go of a lot of that. And I think in doing that, become, like, just a lot less resentful mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and more capable of forgiveness, which I don't even think I knew I needed. Mm. So that's been a big thing for me. And I think also just really separating my work and my life, which is so hard to do in general for anyone, but especially mm-hmm. online.
Mm-hmm. Right.
When so much of my life is my work, it felt like they were one and the same. And for a long time, I viewed that as a positive, right? I can work anywhere. Mm-hmm. My work is my life. It's so easy. Right. And then it's like, well, if my work is my life and my life is my work,
what's for me?
What's for me? Mm-hmm. And what's for my family?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it was funny. I was talking to Kenzie the other day and she's like, hey, could we do a vlog together soon? Because, like, you never vlog anymore. And I'm like, oh, yeah. Like, let's do it. Like, let's go shopping together. Let's do a vlog.
Right.
And she's like, I know. Like, you're so good at separating your work and your life now. And you're, like, not filming all the time. But, like, I miss filming. And I was like, me too. But, like, that is so much better for me, I think.
Yeah. Right.
Where it used to be just the expectation would have been that if I'm going and doing something, I'm filming. And now that's, like, a rarity.
Right.
It's, like, an occasional thing. And
right.
I think especially having Grace, that's been really important to me. That, like, I'm fine with, like, occasionally vlogging and sharing my life and sharing, you know, parenthood and motherhood, but I really need most of it to be just for me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's been big.
Yeah. And it's so tough when you have, like, those situations where you're like, this is so cool, I want to share it. Like, I fall into that. I know we all do, where you're like, you're going to Six Flags? Well, of course you're going to shoot it because you have this amazing opportunity, or et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
And it just feels like, this is amazing. Film
well,
it.
And it feels like when you don't do it, you're like, fuck, I should have filmed
and
it.
Yeah. I have felt that many times. I had gone to something and I'm like, oh shit, if I would have filmed that. But it's like, yeah, because it was amazing and you were present and you enjoyed
it's fine.
Yeah, and it's okay that you didn't film that one. It's okay.
Yeah. And just categorizing for me what's work and what's life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, like, taking lots of vacations and stuff that we don't film.
Mm.
And, like, having lots of friendships and relationships that I don't film. And being okay with that.
Yeah.
And not constantly thinking about what I should be filming and making. And that's been super helpful for me. And also in the sense of not valuing myself based on, like, comments.
Right.
You know, I'm only showing such a small part of my life. If people have something to say about it, like, at the end of the day, I have to know that the people who know me and all of me, I have to trust their opinion.
Right.
And their input and that they know who I am. That was a big breakthrough in therapy for me.
Mm.
I think I wasn't aware of how much that stuff was weighing on me from, like, online perception. And that was a big part, too, that we talked about this in the video where we first announced, you know, the Schultzy Collective and doing all of that.
Yeah.
But I really had to detach myself from what the internet thinks of me.
Yeah.
And that if I was going to continue doing this for a job, I had to separate my work and my life as much as I can. And I had to decide whose opinion I'm going to let affect my actions.
Yeah. And what matters to me, like, ultimately, because at the end of the day, you're like, I'm living for myself and my loved ones.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. Yeah.
And it's like, but without, like, looking at that, you're like, oh, but everyone. You're like, but you're not living for everyone. You're like living for yourself and your loved, like, the people that know you to your heart and your core. Those are the people that their opinions matter. And like, that is so, we forget. We're like, oh, but they said this. You're like, right, but do you actually, like, but do they know your heart? No? Okay, then.
Right.
Then forget it.
Especially with parenting, I would take things that people would say about me as a mom online really personally.
Right.
And it was my therapist who was like, are these concerns, like, shared by the people in your life? And I was like, no, like, never. Like, of course not. And she was like, then why is there any weight to it? Like, if you're worried that this is a real thing, you should ask the people in your life.
Right.
But if this isn't something that the people who know you are worried about, like, are you really gonna let that affect you? And I'm like, oh shit, you're right.
Right.
You're right.
Yep. and it's work. It's not something that you just like wake up and you're like, okay, they're not going to bother me anymore, you know, or, oh, I'm just going to this. It's like, you have to constantly stop those thoughts. You have to constantly
redirect,
rethink, re-everything. And, a lot of brain blasts.
Yeah.
You guys. Yeah. This was really good. I'm glad we did this actually before the new year.
Right.
I needed this.
Yeah.
So aside from the very introspective, you know, life-changing, world-shaking.
Right. Groundbreaking.
Yes, things that we're all working on.
It's all about the climb. Yeah.
Are there any, you know, small, cutesy, tangible things that you are putting on the New Year's resolution list?
Yes, I have a few. I'm just going to rattle them off.
Perfect.
Very easy. I want to become a better morning person.
Ooh.
Get up, start the day. Oh. I wake up, but I be lingering for a little bit too long, you know, a little scrolly.
Yeah.
I want to create better habits, easy habits, chill vibes. I want to stick to my routines, and I just want to improve, like, my mental and physical health, like, just doing small things every day to just, like, boost me up a little bit.
You know what I love about all of those? All of those work together to help you reach that very introspective goal of like prioritizing yourself. Those are all really small things that you can do and measure that will get you to the point that is hard to measure.
Look at me.
Already doing it.
Look at her.
And that's on growth. And you wouldn't know that you needed to do such until you get here. And you're like, but I haven't. Girl, you already took stock and you already know what needs to be done. That's a huge, massive knowledge that you already know now. So,
yeah.
Period.
Did the hard work, girl.
Yeah, T. I think I'm going to get into it. I used to have a bullet journal and I used to do like, which was like super fun. I get into like so many things and I buy everything for the thing and then I do it for a week and then never touch it again.
Relatable.
So when I was in my bullet journaling phase, I used to do like habit trackers. And I think I might do some variation of a habit tracker, just like, oh, I got up at whatever time, made breakfast, like, just so I can be like, okay, I did this. And I hope it doesn't turn into like, damn, you did all this and then you didn't even do it on these days. I hope it doesn't turn into that because that's a slippery slope. But I hope to just like, just to get the chance to check it off, I think might be the reason why I do the things.
Yeah.
You know, so we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah. Yeah.
You?
I have one for my friends that love to have a little drinky drink at the club that I have learned in my 28 years. This is the answer. Well, this is not the answer, but it helps. I was always like, oh my gosh, like the hangovers are getting so bad. I'm getting older. What am I going to do? Girl, you got to figure out a way to solve that. Obviously, you can't just keep going expecting a different result. So what I have found, ladies, and I hope it helps, is doing the Two drinks and a water.
Yeah.
Honestly, that water helps.
That will save your life.
It'll save you the next day. And in that moment, it gives you like a second to be like, do I need a third? Usually you don't.
Right.
So two drinks and a water. If you just remember two drinks and a water, I'm like, oh yeah. And then the third drink's a water. I promise you. It's so easy.
I feel like because you even can get that moment of being like, am I where I want to be? Because that's a problem I get. I'm like, I know where I want to be, so I just, like, try to get there, and then I'm, like, too far gone, and then I'm like, fuck, I surpassed it.
Yeah.
But if I missed the exit.
Literally, if you take a second to drink the water, then you can have that, like, okay, let's check in.
Yeah.
Okay, I can get a little bit more crazy. Or, I'm good, I can stop now.
And I feel like my mom would be like, have one drink and then a water. And I feel like that just, like, never. I'm like, girl, I just, like, a drink and then a water, like, I just...
Yeah.
And that's me just on partying. I was just like, that's not going to do it.
Right.
And so I was like, three drinks and a water. No, three drinks is too much.
Before the water.
And a water.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yep.
Thank you.
Still learning that one. You got some practical ones? What about you, Sierra?
My main practical one is I just want to handle all of the clutter issues in my house and just get my house in order before this baby comes.
Because, oh my God,
Because whenever we...
baby's coming.
The baby is coming.
Right.
And the house is going to be much more of a mess and work in progress when the baby is here. And I'm okay with that.
Right.
I'm okay with a mess. But I don't want that to be on top of already having some cluttered areas in my house, some junk drawers we've been ignoring, some little piles and things. Mm-hmm. So and we've been working on this for like the past couple months, that just every weekend we tackle one thing, one area, one spot. Mm. it's really hard to do with a toddler.
Right.
Because it's like we're cleaning one mess and she's making another.
Mm-hmm. And she's finding a toy like, oh, I forgot about that one.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, no, that was going in the trash.
I know.
Girl.
And she's like, oh, my gosh, the Minnie Mouse I haven't played with in years. Yeah, and you're right. Like, dang.
So Steven and I on the weekends have been dedicating one nap time to both just going ham in one spot.
Mm-hmm. Nice, nice.
And so like we then both can focus and do that. Because we kept trying to do like, okay, I'll watch her, I'll take her to the park and you do this thing or you do that thing. And we would try to like, you know, pass it off. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it just would never end up getting done because we'd end up spending that time doing the things that we normally need to be doing. Like the normal chores.
Right.
Doing the dishes and tidying the counter and never getting to the things that we were ignoring.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So we've been trying to dedicate one nap time every weekend to doing one thing. And so far it's been working. There's a list of things to tackle, but I am positive about us being able to get there before the baby comes so that it is not a compounded mess.
Right. Because you're going to have other shit you got to handle.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be the cluttered drawer.
And no, exactly. Right. If we don't get to it before this baby comes, it's 2025.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. Absolutely.
So it has to be before this baby comes.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right.
And I feel like that's like also like a phase in like the nesting. You're like, I'm trying to clear out, prepare and for the new baby and everything. Right.
Because also it's not like the baby just comes in. It's just the baby itself.
Yeah.
Right. It's the baby and all of the things that require to take care of a baby. And then the baby grows and then it's got toys and it's got all kinds of shit.
I know.
It's like a person is moving in.
Yes. Like a full ass.
It's like a roommate.
A whole ass roommate.
Do you guys hear we're getting a new roommate?
And they suck because they can't clean or do any of their chores.
Oh, my roommate's so just lazy. The worst. Lazy, a mess, can't do anything for herself.
Just like a puppy, just gives love.
Right.
Just cute. Right,
just cute.
Cute and radiates love. You're like, all right, well, I guess you're doing something.
I guess
something.
You can
stay. You're giving. Yeah, you're giving. It's giving.
So, yeah, that's my main, like, practical thing. And I think it helps that we've been working on it.
Right.
So that we can just continue it instead of being like,
it's January 1st. We got to do it now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, friends, I can't believe this is our last episode of the year.
Yes.
The next time we see you, it will be 2024.
Yeah.
And we are taking a little bit of a break. We'll be back. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Have a fantastic New Year's Eve. Drink responsibly. Have fun with your family and friends. We got this. 2024, we got this. Okay. Yeah.
It's in the bag, you guys.
Yes, yes, yes. We hope you enjoyed this episode and we'll see you in the next one.
Bye.